Good evening, I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. A Medal of Honor recipient will be in Fairbanks this week to talk to soldiers and airmen about behavioral health care. Master Sergeant Leroy Petrie is a retired Army Ranger who received the military's highest honor for grabbing a grenade thrown near him and saving the life of fellow soldiers during a 2008 attack on a Taliban compound in Afghanistan. Petrie is one of 72 living Medal of Honor recipients. Petrie will speak at Fort Wainwright today. On Thursday, he will attend a wreath-laying ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park on Cushman Street and will speak at Eielson Air Force Base. Petrie lost his right hand to the grenade blast. After recovery from his injuries and being fitted with a prosthetic hand, he re-enlisted in the Army and served in the U.S. Special Operations Command Warrior Care Program, which helps other wounded soldiers. Now retired from the Army, Petrie is an ambassador for a private Washington behavioral hospital with a program that specializes in treatment of veterans and active duty service members. He frequently travels to speak about the importance of mental health care and substance abuse treatment. He does it because of the 33 American active duty service members or veterans who die by suicide each day on average, and because there is stigma about talking about these subjects in the military. Independent Governor Bill Walker has raised the most money of any candidate running for governor. He also has the most cash on hand, but as Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, each of the major candidates for governor can point to their own strengths in the latest campaign disclosures.
Governor Walker's campaign raised nearly $500,000 through Friday. Campaign manager John Henry Heckendorn notes that Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott has raised another $250,000. Counting the money they've spent, it leaves the ticket with more than $400,000 in cash on hand.
You see donations from 3,800 Alaskans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents from Cotsview to Ketchikan, quite literally. And that's more than any other candidate or even potential candidate team in the race.
But Democrat and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich has been raising money faster than Walker since he entered the race. He has slightly less than $100,000 cash on hand. Begich says he feels good about how much he's raised in 7 weeks.
At the end of the day, you know, we knew we were going to be outraised, and we'll continue. I'm sure they'll outraise me, but we're going to outwork them by the work we do on the ground, like talking to voters and ensuring that we talk about the issues people care about.
Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy has raised the second most of the candidates. He's also spent the most, so his cash on hand is lower at $43,000. An independent expenditure group supporting Dunleavy has a similar amount. Dunleavy campaign manager Brett Huber notes Dunleavy leads in the polls. And Huber says the former state senator will be holding several campaign events that will add to his fundraising totals this week.
I think Mike's message is resounding with people. I think that people have responded nicely, and I see it continuing.
Former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell also is competing for the Republican nomination. He raised more than $100,000 since he entered the race at the filing deadline and has more than $70,000 cash on hand. Treadwell campaign manager Mike Robbins says the campaign feels pretty good about its fundraising success.
We just got into the race June 1st, and so we haven't had 6 months to raise money, as our competitor has.
The candidate's fundraising has been eclipsed by the campaign for Ballot Measure 1, which would increase protections for salmon and other fish that migrate to spawn in Alaska's rivers. Opponents of the initiative have raised $9 million. Supporters have raised just under $1 million. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.